Is Iran developing a nuclear bomb? Well, according to a diagram obtained by the Associated Press, Iranian scientists have run computer tests for a weapon, and the results show the bomb could produce three times the explosive force as the one that destroyed Hiroshima back in World War II. The diagrams were provided to the International Atomic Energy Agency.
Joining us now to talk more about this is Anthony Cordesman with the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Doctor, what does this discovery mean?
I think we need to keep it very carefully in context. It is one more piece of evidence in a long chain that shows Iran is developing nuclear weapons and is not trying to be a threshold state, but to create actual weapons. A lot of this evidence was surfaced for the first time in November of last year in a report by the International Atomic Energy Agency in a military annex. It got really very little media attention, but it showed Iran was really ready in virtually every component of a nuclear weapon except for the fissile material. New reporting that came out in the last few months from the International Atomic Energy Agency confirmed that. It also indicated that Iran might be moving toward physical tests of weapons design at a facility called Parshim. But one, when it was detected, it suddenly began to clean up in amazing ways, like changing the ground around the facility, not just destroying it. This test basically indicates that they were working on the very complicated mathematics of setting off a nuclear weapon. But I think one has to be careful. The maximum yield shown here is about 70 kilotons. For a fission weapon, that's probably far too high to be practical. It's much more likely we'd be talking about yields of anywhere from 15 to 30 kilotons maximum. But in practical terms, that really doesn't matter. A nuclear weapon that was used in this region would affect 20% of all the world's oil supply. And it isn't some distant problem in the Middle East. That would affect the entire global economy. It would affect our part of that economy. In effect, a war that involved nuclear weapons in the Gulf would affect every job in America.
Dr. Cordesman, in our last 30 seconds, from either your own study or the people you talk to, do you have a sense of how close Iran may be to actually having one bomb that actually works?
Well, first, they'd go to a nuclear device. They'd have to test several times to have a real bomb. At a minimum, you are talking probably about 2 years. In terms of the maximum, it's simply a matter of speculation because it's when Iran goes to highly enriched material. That will determine the timing, and it can start that process now at virtually any time.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Anthony Cordesman, Burke Chair in Strategy at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.